Hello and welcome to the Fishing Guide Podcast. I'm your host, Brad Weekman, and my gosh, I can tell you 100,000 reasons why it's awesome to be a crappie fisherman, but you know what? I don't have 100,000 reasons. I got two guys here that do know the reason why, and a man, the legend, the myth. He's here. That's right. Wally Marshall's here. He's going to tell you about the tournament, how it went, and we have the winners of the Mr. Crappie Invitational. So we have them here.
$250,000, brother.
I know. You give away a lot.
Wow.
Maybe we'll just start with Wally. All right, Wally, start with it. Give us the lay of this tournament.
Well, the last year, right after the Branson Crappie Expo, we announced coming to the Red River. And so the Red River here in Louisiana has been off limits for a year. And the reason we do that, everybody's like, I don't understand off limits for a year. Well, I do, because there's a lot of money at stake. And so you got guys coming out of Florida. You got people coming out of Connecticut, Virginia, Illinois, Ohio, New York, wherever, you know, they come from everywhere. We had 101 boats in the event. And I'm going to tell you, being able to protect the river from locals, there was two local teams, actually maybe an hour away from here.
Right.
I didn't let any locals into the tournament unless they fished the qualifiers and get in through the regular way to get into a tournament. So the way you get into this $250,000 tournament, you qualify from the previous year, the top 25, you come through the qualifying tournaments, or you get a sponsor's exemption.
Yep.
That's the reason we had Shaw Grigsby, Paul Elias. Right. We got professional bass anglers coming to compete in crappie tournaments, and they were so giddy. They was like a kid in a candy store, because they were fishing with people that they looked up to, because they was watching everybody out there and how they were catching fish and all that. But protecting the integrity of the tournament,
right?
The integrity of protecting their money. You know, you're not letting somebody come in and jackpot the tournament,
right?
That fishing it every week, come up to the tournament time, and a guy that lives local or 2 hours away can fish it every weekend till the tournament, and the guy in Connecticut can't even come.
Right.
You know, so being off limits like Table Rock is right now, because next year we're going to Branson.
That's right.
And so what the guys get to do is they come to the tournament, the shootout at the Red River. On Sunday, they start practicing. They get 4 days of practice.
Okay.
And that's it. With today's technology of LiveScope and Mega Live and 360, you know, imaging, they don't need no more time. And that's like one guy, Trey Underwood, came here and practiced a half a day and made the top 25.
Right.
And so it's like either you got it or you don't.
You have some studs fishing in this tournament.
Steve. Oh, yes. Like oh, big. Yes. I mean, big-time crappie fishermen that are champions, a lot of champions, world champions, were in this tournament. And these guys right here, I talked to them this morning, and they've only been fishing together for about a year and a half, 2 years maybe, and they're already knocking it out of the park.
Yep.
And by the way, congratulations, guys, on a great tournament.
Thank you, sir.
It was grueling. We had rain. We had wind. But most of the time, I mean, you know, it was pretty slack water. I was watching from the shore. I went out with the sheriff's department and rode around. And I do want to give a big hats off to the Caddo Parish Sheriff's Department that came. And actually, if you broke down, they would go get you. It's unheard of anywhere else in America that they're going to come get you if you break down.
Right.
If you run out of gas, if you got motor trouble, or you hit a stump, the sheriff's department, all I had to do was pick up the phone, and they would come out there and get these guys and get them off the water or help them in any way to – I mean, it was just amazing what those guys could do.
Man, we need to get over to these guys, Wally. They've heard enough from you. We need to go to these guys that made a little more money. I know you're excited. We'll come back to you. We know you're excited.
The largest check I've ever wrote to an angler in a tournament, $100,000. Congratulations. Let's get to it.
All right. Oh, we'll start with Jeff. Jeff, how long have you been crappie fishing?
I've been crappie fishing since before I can remember holding a pole. I came from a long line of crappie anglers, a grandpa that, you know, everybody just knew him as the crappie man on Lake Nimrod growing up. And, you know, dad was just adamant about it, and both my uncles. And, you know, I just can't think of a time that I didn't crappie fish. I
mean, right.
I remember spider rigging with cane poles and 2x4 rod holders that my grandpa had fang-dangled. He may have been one of the first pioneers, as far as I know, of spider rigging. And people would pull up on the lake and look at us like we were insane with 20-foot cane poles and bobbers on these homemade rigs and floating around in a flat bottom on the lake. But we caught fish, and, you know, it's just been a part of my life since I can remember.
Wow.
And, you know, I've been guiding for about 15 years. And,
on which reservoir?
Lake Nimrod's where I really got my start. You know, phenomenal little fishery. And for about 15 years, I've done that. Then about 4 years ago, I made the move over to doing it full-time professionally.
I got you.
And, you know, crappie fishing's just, you know, it's my everyday. I mean, it's just like a cup of coffee. I got to have it.
Right.
So,
Jared, how about you? What was your beginnings?
Well, fishing all my life. I mean, my grandparents, just like him, have, you know, made fishing one of the biggest things in my life. But as far as crappie fishing goes, it's only been really full time for about a year and a half, 2 years now. I was into competitive bass fishing for the last 15 years. And, of course, it's, you know, it's a great sport, but, man, these crappie guys are a lot more, it seemed like, Southern, you know, the Southern hospitalities in the crappie fishing world.
Right.
The bass guys, you know, I mean, I'm not, you know, just like to hold a lot of secrets and, you know, a little bit, seem to be a little bit more arrogant. But, hey, the crappie fishing world is great, and I'm never looking back.
So how did you win the tournament? How'd you win it?
Well, we kind of stumbled across something great. Just at the end of, like, day three practice, we were coming in, and Jeff here decided, let's do some power scoping. And what we mean by power scoping is dropping the shoulder motor down, turning the live scopes on, and just idling.
Right.
And we idled across this bay, and he was like, oh my God. Oh my God. Look at there. Oh, there's another one. Golly, look at here. And we didn't even practice day four. We were like, there's no sense in going out and messing with our fish, you know, I mean, or getting spotted out there, because we were literally right by the boat ramp. Nobody could come in from practice and without seeing us. So we kind of kept it, you know, hid, and started day one there. We caught 1190. We were thinking, well, surely 1190 is going to keep us in the top 50. We'd never dreamed that we would be leading this thing by, you know, 3/4 of a pound.
Right.
Yeah.
And, so,
you know, we started trying to figure out, you know, how we're going to do tomorrow. I mean, is there enough fish there to make it to day three? And, you know, we go out and we fish hard, and you know, it was about the same, you know, just kind of randomly seeing a few fish here and there. They weren't just stacked everywhere.
Right.
Some on open water, some on structure, and we popped a few more fish, and we done pretty good. And I said, look, man, our scale shows that we've got a little, you know, a little less than what we had yesterday, and we come in and weighed, and then, you know, lo and behold, we've got a 1.75-pound advantage going into day three. And, you know, day three, I come around and I told him, I said, look, man, I said, we're going to have pressure. People know we're here, and there's people swinging for the fence. It's $100,000 first place prize they're shooting for. We're going to have, you know, this, and our game plan now is we're fishing like we need 14 pounds, and we're trying to outfish these guys, because, you know, we've got to cover as much water as possible, burn it down, and our electronics played a huge key role in that. I you know, everybody knows about live scope forward view.
Right.
All right. Well, I run live scope forward view and perspective at the same time, which is basically a live 150-degree field of view. So I'm able to cover, you know, 100 foot of water essentially in one pass, and, you know, learning how to read that that was absolutely the key that caused us to find those bigger fish in amongst those little fish, to target just those. And the fish that were running from us, we could see them at a distance running, and then actually almost like spot and stalk deer hunting, you know. We were like, okay, he ran way over there and he's sitting. How can we get there without spooking him? And we would slide in on him and make our presentation, and we were catching those fish, and it just worked out real good for us that.
Using long rods, 16-foot rods, or using spinning rods, doing it that way? How were you doing that?
Well, I was mainly using 14-foot flip sticks made by Power Crappie Todd Huckabee Rods.
Uh-huh.
And he was using a 16-footer made by the same company.
Right. Brand-new rod, right?
Brand new.
How did you get one? How'd you get one? You know Todd?
I know a guy, as a matter of fact.
So you were using 16?
And what I was using on the 16-foot is mostly a 1/28-ounce hair jig that my wife ties for fly fishing for trout.
Wow.
And I had her tie some in crappie colors, you know, for Table Rock last year for the black crappie that were there. I thought maybe it would work good.
Yep.
And these fish were just, you know, they were stubborn. And basically, we would pull up on a fish, and he would pitch a larger bait at the fish. And if he reacted to it but didn't bite it and stopped, then I would take that 1/28th, and I would literally touch him on the nose, and he would move over and lay down, and I would touch him on the nose. He'd move over and lay down. And about the third time, he would, I'm assuming, just flare his mouth to run it off. But that little jig, so small, it would go back in his mouth better than a big hook.
We
would barely get a hook in them with a 10-aught hook that we're using.
Wow.
And then it's just the most stressful thing in the world to be like, get him in the net, you know. So that was one of the main things that we used. And I think he was throwing a Charlie Brewer slider most of the time, and you know, just worked good.
Oh, man, pretty amazing stuff. So what is it like to win $100,000 in a tournament?
To be honest with you, it really hasn't sank in.
Well, it will, because you're going to the bank on Monday.
I know.
Your banker will know.
Wally's banker
will know.
I'll get a phone call from their bank. What happened last year is I got a call from a lady, and she just kept bothering me. I thought it was some kind of scam deal, and finally Jerry Hancock's wife calls me and goes, "Hey, Wally, that's our banker to make sure that you wrote that check." And I was going, "Oh, man, I'm sorry." Because they had never cashed an $80,000 check.
I'm just not real sure how you get that big check through the window to the teller. I mean, that's going
to
be
you have to use the walk.
I'd get it off that stage, and I would stick it. I would hold it up on the glass, then hand them the checks.
Yeah.
Now you only have one paper check form, right? Or do you only have one, right?
No.
So only one of these guys get to go home with that big printout check. You have two of them.
Well, no, the big giant.
Yeah,
check,
the big giant. We only have one.
We have the printing company here.
Uh-huh.
That made that check for us, and so whoever takes one, you can get him another check for his house.
But, I'm just saying, because those guys love that.
We write checks. He got 50, and he got 50.
Right, yeah. But I'm just saying those guys love, like, I go in some guy's house that have won the Classic and stuff, and their trophy's there, but they got their check. Like, that's what they want to show you.
He won $50,000, so he could probably buy one of them little plastic checks.
Yeah. I can probably handle that.
I'm done, man. Till next year. But, no, these guys right here, man, they stayed straight to the course.
Uh-huh.
They stayed focused. They were on time. I watched them fish.
Oh, did yep.
From a
They're
distance.
Close by. Yep.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So you guys, what's your plan? What's your plans now? I mean, you're still going to guide, of course.
Oh, yeah, we're both absolutely still going to guide. We're going to do some tournament fishing. We would love to be one of those teams that goes out and chases points and does everything else. But unfortunately, we have a really big client base and really, really good clients, and we hope to expand even more.
Right.
But you know, we're going to fish some tournaments. We're going to try to kind of pick and choose the ones that we can go to. Obviously, we can't go to all of them. But you know, our main focus is to stay in the crappie industry and just kind of keep pressing on.
I hear that you have beat down electronic mounts on your boat. Is that right, or is that just is that Mr. Price just telling me that y'all do?
No. We got beat down outdoors, obviously, is second to none.
Yeah.
Man, they have got some strong stuff there. You don't ever have to worry about mounts breaking off the front of your boat. I mean, right. it's sturdy. It's there, easily accessible. You can turn it right. any which way. You can get all the different heights you want. You know, it's just.
What was it like when you came off the stage and there's Wally? Wally's waiting for you. You're weighing your fish and you're like pretty nervous, waiting for that moment.
Words can't describe it to how everything actually sets up in that deal. And, you know, I mean, you know, even going into the last weigh-in, when you're the last guys on the steps, you know that you need 8 pounds, and you know well enough that you've got over 11 and a half pounds in that sack.
Right.
Still on the inside, there's a feeling of, what if that scale messes up or something? You know, I mean, it's right. a really, really crazy feeling. This guy right here normally is the most rock solid guy for nerves that you have ever met in your life. Like just right. cool and calm as he can be. And I thought he stayed pale white like 90% of the day. I mean, he was just flush over and
100 grand's a lot of money.
Yeah. Well, yesterday when we was on the stage and everything right. and we were taking pictures and everything and I had my hands on their back and they was like shaking, you know, just like inner shaking. You probably couldn't see them shaking, but they were shaking.
So oh, yeah. you came out and there was a crowd of people. We're sitting to the left of where the stand is, where the stage is, and it was packed all the way back. There's boats that are like around the corner. There's people sitting in boats and watching.
I got the magic right here. I took the picture. There was people sitting up on top of all yep. these boats. There was people plumb back in here. I don't know if he's on top of them Ford trucks or not, but I guarantee you this thing was packed, and you guys, amazing.
The only thing you guys missed was the world's largest crappie fry.
Oh, no.
You were out there working.
But they donated all the fishermen.
Yeah.
That's how we collect the
cool?
fish. All the fishermen bring fish from home, frozen here. Then we thaw them out on Thursday. We call it Thaw Out Thursday.
Right.
It's an awesome deal. We got like 450-gallon tubs, you know, with full of crappie. And so at the world's largest crappie fry, we
yep.
fed 1,200 pounds of crappie.
Wow.
16,000 hush puppies and 700 pounds of Silver Star taters.
Wow.
And
wow.
and we nice. Fed everybody here, like yep. 4,000 and something people.
So how much weight did you guys end up with?
Well, I mean, 2359 plus 1168.
I got it.
Yep, here we go. He's going to give us the official weight because we're going to see who had the most weight. Wally at the fish fry or you guys?
I actually didn't hear him call our weight for yesterday just because of the fact that, you know, they put it on the scale and the excitement hit. And
right.
It's almost just like a rush that comes over you, and it's hard to explain. You go flush, and everything just kind of disappears around you. So
right.
it was kind of crazy. You know, I actually had to sit down last night and kind of look at some stuff, you know, to be like, man, you know what I mean? It's crazy in a crappie tournament because most crappie tournaments are not won by that much weight.
Right.
You know, I mean, they're you know, we were in seventh place last week over at Darbone, and, you know, it was 0.98 between seventh and first place.
Right.
You know, and to have a lead like that and then to finish out with a lead like that, man, it still just blows me away. I mean, how did we perform like that?
That's right.
You know, that's just –
it's your time when it's your time.
Yeah, that's it.
We got it right here.
There you go.
A 3-day total from the Red River, lock 4 and 5. The champions with 35.27.
Dude, that's a lot of crappie.
When they had the Bass, when Kevin Van Dam won the Bassmasters Classic here in 2012, he weighed like 20 something pounds. And so we just blew the bass fishing world away with the weights of a 3-day total of 7 fish.
There we go.
I mean, 21 awesome. Fish, 7 each day.
Yep.
And awesome. What was really cool is all the crappie that were caught, we probably about lost 10% of them, you know,
right.
that were stressed.
Uh-huh.
We had a release boat there
oh, good.
That yep. took the fish back out to the uh-huh. river. They weren't released but there by the marina.
Uh-huh.
But I just want to say, guys, congratulations. You are the face of the Mr. Crappie Invitational tournament, and you are the face of the Crappie Expo.
That takes us over to Tackle Time. Tackle Time is sponsored by, of course, Smith Consumer Products, and we happen to be in the booth. Wally, what can I say? Can I say Mr. Crappie Products? Like, they're all over here. They're just loaded.
They're here.
You cannot go through the whole list of things. It would take like 10 minutes, but your favorite product of all of them, what is it?
I'm going to say the Slab-O-Matic by Smith. My electric knife. I've always wanted an electric knife, and the people at Smith's, for the last 2 years, we've been working on electric knife to bring out the coolest running knife, a powerful knife that will hold up to any condition. And let me tell you what, the Mr. Crappie Slab-O-Matic, as seen on TV, is the real deal. And I want to thank the people at Smith's for this company is aggressive.
Right.
They want to bring the best products to the market, and they just don't throw anything out there. There's a lot of sit down, think about it, run it through the course, and, hey, they get it done at Smith's.
There you go. You can check out the whole line of Mr. Crappie products there at smithproducts.com. Our other sponsor is Pico Lures, and they have a whole line of hard baits and soft baits that can catch all kinds of game fish. So you can check them out online at picolures.com. Okay, guys. Your guide service. Tell them how they can get in contact with you to go out on a trip with someone who has won the Mr. Crappie Invitational.
I think the price of poker's gone up because, you know, I don't know what they was charging before, but if you're going to go with a world champion, you're going to have to pay, brother.
Yeah. So I own River Valley Fishing and Tours, and I do travel around quite a bit. I do fish several different lakes, being Prime Lake, being Lake Nimrod, Millwood, then we do Blue Mountain, Lake Dardanelle, and I do some walleye trips as well, which I know we're all crappie here, but I do some walleye trips as well in the fall. You can get a hold of me on Facebook through River Valley Fishing and Tours, and if you shoot a message there, you're going to speak to my wife, and she's going to take really good care of you and get you lined out with that, and you know, we hope to see anybody that wants to come on the water.
All right. Jared?
Well, I'm with I own a company called X-Series Fishing and Tours, and basically I just got out of Millwood Lake. That's where I live. That's what I know. I've been there all my life. But, yeah, you can hit me up on Facebook at X-Series Fishing and Tours, or find me, Jared Falk, F-Y-O-C-K, on Facebook. And
as long as they're paying, they don't have to get your name right. Sorry about that, Chris.
Yeah, Chris.
But, I don't give him too hard a time. He's a longtime friend of mine. But
hey, you know what? Right. I still can't say it. Is it Falk or?
Yeah. It's Falk. Falk. Yeah.
Falk? Okay.
All right.
Nowhere in the English language is it.
So
really
are you kin to
way,
the Falk but. Monster?
Well, you know, I live right down the road from him.
I guarantee you. The stories of the Falk Monster, I used to hear them. Have y'all ever had a chance to take Tracy Lawrence fishing?
No.
Not yet.
Not yet.
Hey, I'll set that up.
Yes, sir.
Love to.
Yeah.
Be amazing.
Yeah. He's a homeboy.
I know, right Foreman, Arkansas.
Right there by y'all. Yeah.
Absolutely.
All right, that takes us to the end of the show. And like I always like to say at the end, make sure you keep your hook sharp, probably with Smith Consumer Products, and your lures in the water.
Good.